You know all those movies from the 90s where computers come alive?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so some people are actually worried that their computers are one day going to become sentient. And this might be the time. I have three tech stories for you that might make you think that that day is closing in on us.
Because okay? The computers are learning.
Yeah, the computers and the apps are learning. And these stories are kind of scary. Here's the first one. Spotify was just granted a patent where the app will now be able to listen in on your conversations to determine if you're happy or sad and what your emotional state is, so they can suggest music for you to match that emotional state.
Oh, great. So it's going to push me over the edge. So if I'm, you know, really sad, it's going to play a sad song for me.
Yeah. Like, So for example, like I was thinking, you know, if Spotify overhears you talking to a friend about your boyfriend breaking up with you, it's going to be like, you might want to listen to Ariana Grande's Thank You Next. Or if you're telling a friend like, I really want to start working out, I'm feeling really unmotivated, Spotify will be like, Eminem, Lose Yourself. That'll motivate you.
I think it needs to do the opposite. So if you're depressed, it needs to play a happy song, like Walking on Sunshine. And if you're happy and you want to be knocked down, you know, a notch, then play a sadder song. But you can't be sad and play you a sad song. That's going to throw people right over the edge and make them take a bath with a toaster.
I know.
That's not good.
No, well, I'm thinking maybe if it hears you're depressed, it'll play Walking on Sunshine for you, you know, or something to make you happy, something uplifting.
Well, that could get in bad hands.
Well, it's in Spotify's hands, which is why I'm telling you.
Right. That could, in the wrong hands, you could really do some damage to somebody.
Right. Well, then you're going to have to talk to Spotify about that because they just got that patent. So they're going to be well aware of who you are. And
it's like, my father's in the hospital and my girlfriend is broke up. Oh, let's play Hurt by Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should.
See if I still feel.
I don't feel no better.
Can I sue Spotify for making my mood worse?
Oh, where's that? I'm taking a whole thing of pills.
Listen, Spotify is not the only tech that has an opinion about your life and what you should and shouldn't do. Your car will now decide if it feels like going fast or not. So whether your car is going to go fast or not is no longer up to you. The new Corvette Stingray has technology that will not allow you to go too fast during your first 500 miles with it, since its daddy, Chevy, recommends a braking in, getting to know you period.
Yeah, so, that's a good idea.
So when the car feels comfortable with you after 500 miles, then it will let you drive fast.
Yeah, that's a good idea because you're really not supposed to really give the car hell until 5,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to let it break in and warm up and do all
500
that.
500 miles.
Yeah, I say 5,000. I don't give my car hell until the first, after the first oil change.
Okay.
Then I'll give it hell. But when you get a Corvette, the first day you get a Corvette, you're going to dog the hell out of it because it's a Corvette and it's really, really fast and you want to show it off. So that's a good idea.
Yeah, Corvette will no longer allow you to treat it like that. Corvette is like, I'm sorry, I will not be treated like your toy.
Oh, no, well, I'm going back to this. Now my car hates me.
Well, that's not all.
This car is so slow. I thought it was supposed to be fast. I should have bought the Ford Escort.
Now Spotify is going to come up with a song for that.
Oh, it's so slow.
Spotify is going to play Tracy Chapman Fast Car for you. So it's not just your car now that is emotional and is saying, like, you know, you can't treat me like that. The dating app Bumble has decided it no longer wants to be fat shamed.
Okay.
So it's blocking the use of any language in any posts, private messages, any place you can write anything on the app. Nothing. No more fat-phobic, body-shaming talk. Any word that is like a fat-shaming or a fat-shaming trigger word is now banned from the app. And it's because Bumble did a study and found that 1 in 4 women were fat-shamed or had a comment made about their size or shape on the app. And then 50% of those women said that not just on the app, but in real life, while on Bumble dates, a guy said something negative about their body. Now, Bumble can't really control men in real life, but they can control what happens on their app.
I'm not fat shaming you. I'm just playing this song when we go out on a date and I just met you.
Because Spotify recommended this one. Girls, you make the Spotify saw me coming.
The minute you sat down in my passenger seat, it knew how much you weighed.
Your Corvette was like, uh-oh.
Must be a fat bottom girl.
You couldn't go fast if you tried with this one. She's going to slow the car down. And then Spotify was like, here's a song.
So guys, let's go back to the fat shaming thing.
Yes, please.
Guys actually fat shame you before they even go out on a date with you?
Well, I think yes and no. I think, yeah, a guy will ask a woman, you know, in your picture, I only see your face. What's your body type? What kind of body type do you like? Well, I don't like fat women, or I don't like. So they won't let those words be said. You know, you don't know what people get up to, like when they're going back and forth and messaging.
Right.
Sometimes they message, you know, sometimes they message back and forth before they even date. I have a friend that actually is in a relationship. She's on one of those dating apps. She will never go out with a guy. She just likes the game. She likes to feel that she's still attractive.
Uh-huh.
So I was asking her about that. I was like, well, what kind of messages do you send? She's like, oh, we talk for hours. I'm like, but about what? And don't the guys want to go out with you? And apparently a lot of the guys will talk to you about other dates and other women. So they'll get on and they'll say, oh, I went out with this fatty bumbleati the other day. You know, so those kind of words are going to be banned from Bumble now.
So you're not going to find out he's a jerk until you actually go out on a date.
Oh, that's a very good point.
So if he's an asshole, you're going to find out when you're sitting at the restaurant. It should be better just to know on the app before you meet up.
Right. But your picture's on there. So if you're not the guy's physical type, do you know what I mean? Like then he sees the picture and he sees that you're not his physical type.
Some girl put a couple of photos on a dating website and you couldn't see her right arm. Did you see this? Because she'd like hold her left arm and do a selfie, but her left arm or her other arm would be out of the photo. So guys were thinking she was an amputee.
Oh, and was she?
No. Oh. They're like, here, this is hot. This is like, you know, guys are just strange.
Yeah.
That they would even notice that and bring that up. It's just strange to me.
Yeah, then it's weird because then you also get, it's too much. Then you get like the fetish people, mm-hmm. you know, if they're into like something in particular, you know.
Well, Dr. Phil, yeah, I saw Dr. Phil the other day.
Of course you did. Is that still on? Is that show still on?
It's still on. And they had a girl. It was great. She was talking to Nikki Sixx every day from Motley Crue.
Uh-huh.
And she's engaged to Bret Michaels, but she only talks to him on text.
She's engaged to Bret Michaels, but only talks to...
And talks to Nikki Sixx on the side.
On text. I see.
Yeah. Okay. So, and Nikki Sixx has been wanting her to send him money for his charity.
Okay.
So she sends him money all the time for the charity. And then, you know, Bret Michaels wants her to send him money. You know, all these. And she's like, yeah, I'm engaged to him. It's great. It was the greatest show because they put Nikki Sixx on and Nikki's like, I don't know this girl.
I don't know who this woman is. Yeah. And Bret Michaels is like, I don't know who this woman is.
Yeah. I don't know. This is insane. And she's like, no, I'm engaged to Bret Michaels. Honey, I hate to break this to you.
Nikki, have you ever met, talked to, text with, interacted, had any contact with Tina ever whatsoever in any way for any reason at any time in your life ever?
No, absolutely not. The first time that I heard about this was when we talked about it and we wanted to, you know, come on together and you know, let you know that whoever you're talking to is not me. And I'm sorry that this is happening to you.
You got took.
Right. But she's like sending the money and people get taken for this all the time.